So if you want to go somewhere and you've never been there before, and someone says, don't worry, follow me. And they know how to get where we're going. It's very easy. We feel so happy. We just follow. So Geshe-la is saying, let's follow those. All Buddhas have been born from bodhisattvas. Bodhisattvas come from the precious mind of bodhicitta. Geshe-la is going to tell us here unsurpassed methods for transforming our selfish heart into the supreme good heart that is bodhicitta. Unsurpassed methods. So we think, I'm going to develop bodhicitta, become a bodhisattva, and soon an enlightened being. According to this tradition, the Gandhanora lineage, that can happen in a few short years. So you can think of many of the worldly achievements we've accomplished in a few short years. And you think, I can accomplish this amazing ability to nourish each and every living being and help them accomplish permanent liberation from sorrow and ultimate happiness in a few short years. The question is, do I want to? Because as you know, we do what we want to do. So if we want to develop bodhicitta, become a bodhisattva and an enlightened being so that we can benefit each and every living being every day, effortlessly, just as our root guru is doing, we have to want to. Swept along by the currents of the four powerful rivers, birth, aging, sickness, death, tightly bound by the chains of karma so hard to release, ensnared within the iron net of self-grasping, completely enveloped by the pitch-black darkness of ignorance, taking rebirth after rebirth in boundless samsara, and unceasingly tormented by the three sufferings, painful feelings, changing suffering, and pervasive suffering, through contemplating the state of your mothers, all living beings, in conditions such as these, generate the supreme mind of bodhicitta. So this is the contemplation we need to do. We need to apply this analysis of our real situation, how we're being swept along by the four powerful rivers, birth, aging, sickness, death, for example, and think how that applies not just to me, but to all my kind mothers, to each and every living being everywhere. Unbearable. It's unbearable. Then we're moved. Our heart is touched. You know, when we're close to someone experiencing the sufferings of aging, we wish it would stop. And then we think, everybody everywhere is going to experience this again and again and again. Unbearable. You know, there are people who would wish to be listening to this teaching, but maybe they can't hear well enough. Maybe because of their age, they can't access this teaching. Everything becomes harder, more difficult as we get older. So we just think, is everybody? May it stop. Or I imagine all of us listening have been close to somebody experiencing terminal illness and death. Those experiences never leave your mind. You can see their face. You can hear their words. Everything that happened is imprinted in your memory. And you think, this is everybody. Everybody. Again and again. Unbearable. The part that's most moving to me is that Buddha is offering us the cessation of suffering. All we have to do is realize the true nature of things, and it stops forever. We must be moved. We must be moved to use our life in the most meaningful way, to realize emptiness with the Supreme Good Heart, Bodhicitta, become an enlightened being. We still look the same. Our heart's enlightened. And help this incessant tragedy of suffering to cease.